Previously on Set Sail.
Nah, wait a minute, Barons. A nasty pirate ship is no place for such wee ones to be in the night.
We are not here for a fight. We do not engage unless you must. We are here for the stolen goods and the fabrics. Not a sound, lest you bring attention.
You are telling me neither of you managed to notice that a little boy was taking items right from beneath your noses?
I remind you that it is I who gave you this life.
You are not my master!
Sir, quiet!
You will pay me double every week until you have paid the amount Azza sells for. Please do not fail me again, Ikram.
Set Sail, Episode 14, Thieves. It's been a month since the Sleepy Siren left Port Rig and is headed toward Dreen. Leo is currently in the scullery with another servant, washing dishes in Cull Manor.
Once you're finished with the pots, we need to get milk from Gillis, Leo.
Okay, Winnie.
You know, things have been much easier with you around. Some of these things are just so heavy. It's nice having help. It's not often the adults help out.
Yeah, glad to help.
Leo, I can see my face in that pot. I think it's clean.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
You're all right. You always seem to have your head in the clouds. But today, the rest of you seems up there too.
Just thinking about my brother and sister.
What's it like?
What?
What's it like to have siblings?
It's been so long since I've seen them. But we were always so focused on surviving that I can't really say what was special about it. Alright. I'll be back. I'll go and get the milk. Bertha will have our hides if she doesn't have it, I'm sure.
To have yours, at least.
Oh, gee, thanks. What a great friend you are.
Best you have right now.
Oh, hey, Leo.
Hey, Peter.
How are you?
Peter, do you not have your studies to attend to?
Sorry, Father. Yes, I'm going.
And you, boy, where are you off to?
I'm going to get milk for Bertha, sir.
Then off you go, and watch where you're going next time.
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir.
Don't apologize. Just keep your eyes forward.
Later that afternoon, Leo, Winnie and Peter are sitting in a circle under an apple tree in the middle of the vast field at Cull Manor, eating their lunches.
I don't know why my father doesn't like me talking to the servants. I like you guys. I think of you as friends. Much better to be around than some of the pompous jerks at school, anyways.
Peter, you shouldn't say stuff like that about your other friends.
But it's true.
If you don't like them, why hang out with them?
Because Dad has expectations.
What kind of expectations?
He's a lord's son, Leo. He has to keep a certain appearance.
Yeah, I have to be friends with them. Otherwise, I could jeopardize my father's relationship with their families.
Oh, it must be hard, being the son of a lord.
Sometimes. Although, I can't imagine being a servant, sleeping on cots and hay beds, eating the leftover food and cleaning the castle all day. That sounds exhausting.
Well, it's much better than living on the streets. At first, I didn't want to be a slave. But now, I realise that I have everything I need here. A roof over my head, a place to sleep that doesn't smell like mildew, and the roof doesn't leak. I get food every day, even if it is leftovers or stew from the food that simply needs to be eaten. I've not had a real home since, well, since my parents died.
Oh, yeah. I guess that makes sense.
I know you miss your brother and sister, Leo, but we're here now. We can be a little family.
Yeah. And who knows? Maybe your siblings will show up, and Father will make them servants too, and we can all live here together.
Yeah!
I don't know if they're even coming back. I don't know if they were caught or taken elsewhere, or if they fled the country, or if they were killed.
Oh, Leo. I'm sure they're perfectly all right, Leo. You have to stay positive, and maybe one day they'll come back and you all live happily ever after.
Thanks, Winnie. I do hope to see them again. And I hope we can all stay here. I've only been here for, well, I'm not entirely sure how long I've been here.
Oh, 6 months.
Wow, 6 months? Yeah, and even though Lord Cole can be cold and strict sometimes, he's not a mean man. I think they would like it here. Especially Frankie. She's always hungry.
Well, we best be getting back to work. Come on, Leo. See you later, Peter.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Hey!
Get back here, thieving mutt!
You want it? You have to take it from me.
Get him, Frankie!
I don't think she will.
No, Frankie!
We girls must look out for one another.
She's also stronger than you, Pipsqueak. So it's a stronger bet for her to win.
Oi, you're also just so fun to tease, Mickey.
I swear, Mickey, I'm going to pummel you real good.
Pummel? That's original.
There's been an oi to me. I went mad, I was dead, but I'm all over. She was running around, it was so hot, and it's dripping over.
The heck you said?
He said this is the best entertainment we've had since Batty was chased by that mongoose.
Oh, don't remind me. Vito just had to cook that thing. Yeah. Ooh, I still have the scar from where it beat me.
Yep, gotta agree. One of the better meals Vito has made.
I still don't get how you can understand it.
It's me good ears.
Come here!
Wait.
Boy, get him, Frankie!
Best papaya ever!
That's it, Mickey! You asked for it!
Oi, what's she be doing?
Oh, a little trick I taught her. Come on, give up, you!
You're mine now!
What? Okay. You can have her back. Just get off me.
Wouldn't catch you, huh? You might be a good thief, but you forgot one thing.
And that is...
You'll never defeat me in a fight.
That's my girl.
You taught her that?
Yeah. Quick learner she is.
What did he say this time?
You don't want to know.
Pete, there'll be parents present. Keep your obscenities to yourself.
The crew's morale has never been this high. It's good to see. I have a sneaky suspicion it is because of those children. There be a life aboard this ship that has not been here before, eh?
While I'm all glad we're enjoying the presence of our new crewmates, may I remind present company that we do have a ball to discuss?
So we do. From what I understand, the host is in possession of a certain object. Do we know what this object does?
I certainly don't. And I don't like this.
Quartermaster?
With all due respect, Captain, it's unlike us to obtain objects we know very little about.
Who says we know little about it?
Captain?
I have it on good authority that this object is the hourglass of time.
What?
Are you certain?
As certain as the information given to me.
Something like that would be kept under heavy lock and key.
Magic? You know how I feel about magic.
frankly, I don't care how you feel about magic. You do not have to use it.
Rock, don't you see? Something like that would be, well, priceless.
That's exactly my point, Camilla. You think they won't come after it?
They're welcome to try.
Very well, Captain. I suppose you plan to steal this artifact during the ball.
I do.
How exactly will we do that?
We won't.
You don't. Now wait.
Did he not say he was the best on the ship?
Yeah, but...
And did he not sign the contract stating he has to do what I say? We shook hands on it, yes, Quartermaster. Until I have the Dragonstone.
She has you, dear Brock.
Shut up, Camilla. I swear.
This isn't up for debate. Mikhail will do this. Savvy?
Aye, Captain.
Very well. But I will be going as well.
Of course you will. And you will make friends at the party.
No, Captain.
I'll not hear it. You'll be my wingman, as always. Teddy will go with Mikhail. He's next best at thieving, and they will make a great pair.
As you say, Captain.
Very good.
Remember that city guard that Lord Cole fired earlier in the story? He now sits at the bar in the local tavern, drowning himself in ale, as he has been for months.
Valen, look at you. You're drunk and it's not even midday.
Oh, bugger off, will ya? Leave me be.
Oh, here, drink this.
And what's that?
Water.
I don't want no water.
You drink it or get out of my tavern.
You ain't gonna do nothing.
Try me.
Fine. Happy?
Huh? You could do it without trying to break my glass.
Sorry.
You need a job.
I had a job.
And now you don't? Go get another one.
Don't tell me what to do.
You've been coming into my tavern and drinking yourself dead ever since Lord Cull kicked you out of the guard. It's time to move on.
I love that job. You don't know what it was like before then. Cull saved me and gave me something to live for.
If it was so great, then why don't you just go beg for your position back?
You know what? I will. I'll beg for my job back. He's bound to see reason. I'm the best damn guard this city's ever had.
Well, don't know about that.
Yeah. He'll take me back. You'll see.
Yes?
Sir, there is a messenger from the Duke of Nimbush here to see you.
Send him in.
Good evening, Lord Cole. I have a visitation request for you from Duke Ashenbrook. He asks you to come meet him tomorrow.
Tomorrow? What is the meaning of this?
He wishes to speak with you on important matters. In person.
Fine. You may tell him I'll be there tomorrow at noon precisely. Now leave.
Yes, Lord Cole.
Butler.
Yes, my lord.
Tell the stableman to prepare my carriage. I'll be leaving first thing in the morning.
Yes, my lord.
Oh, and tell my son of my troubles. He is to continue his training without me in our fields.
Of course, my lord.
Very well. You may leave.
Omar! Report!
Yes, Sidi Hakim. I am happy to say that we are nearly ready to be underway.
Excellent. And what of our cargo?
Some of the children were recaptured. Sadly, some did manage to escape, but we have secured enough to keep to the agreed contract. The woman is in the cage as ordered.
Good. Your efforts are futile, Sidi.
Sidi?
Never mind. Have Snipe secure the hold. We'll leave as soon as we're able.
Yes, Sidi.
Oh, and Omar.
Yes, Sidi.
Which hold has the children?
The lower one, as ordered.
Place a second lock on that door.
Of course, Sidi.
You'll not escape me, Brak. Not this time.
Thanks for listening to episode 14 of Set Sail. We're getting close to the finale, and we're very excited. For episode 15, the question is about taste. Snake Eye Pie or Seagull Surprise? Cast your votes by the deadline in the description, and stay tuned for the next episode.
Adventurers supposed to have a specific purpose? What are you doing on this quest? Just meeting strangers?
Yep, my purpose is to have no purpose. Though, I sort of find purpose as I go.
My basket! It's missing!
I have tried many means of defense, but none have yet proven successful.
I just wish someone would succeed in getting that darn sword.
I am under attack by this ruffian!
I want to be big and strong and fight evil.
I have hope that if you show up at her door, she might listen.
Want to help me yell at them? With your sword? In a threatening manner?
Sidequesting is a fantasy podcast about avoiding the main plot. It follows Ryan, an adventurer who's willing to help just about anyone out, as long as they're not being asked to deal with that scary wizard everyone keeps talking about. Subscribe today on your favorite podcast app.